Welcome to the Team Management Systems podcast, focusing on the language of TMS.
Most people have got no language at all for describing teamwork, apart from a number of comfort or discomfort words, harmony and togetherness.
The bottom line benefit for me is that they can use that knowledge to work on in so many different situations that it can help develop their own knowledge of themselves and their personal development and personal growth. It can be used for developing their career. It can be used to develop their subordinates by helping them understand their relationship with subordinates. It can help them in their relationship with managers. But overall, for me, the bottom line is that they can use it and own it as a tool. And it's not an expert telling them, this is you, this is your personality, this is what you've got to do. It's something they can own and use in a very adaptive way and feel comfortable with.
I think that's perhaps the major strength of the team management system. That is to say that in 20 minutes, people begin to use the concepts. They haven't to pass through 2 days training before being able to speak with and to use the models.
The most important thing is it's in language, which is accessible, everyone understands it, and it doesn't mystify. And I think it can be used at its most superficial, if you like, by everybody. And yet it has available solid enough foundations in psychological theory to be able to use it at whatever depth the individual user is capable.
The language of TMS does continue when you work with an intact group. They talk to each other about the TMS language. They talk about being, well, I'm an assessor developer, I'm a thruster organizer. They talk about their role. They use that as some kind of shorthand for communicating with each other. And that does last a long time.
Having used TMS within the business, there is a common language now that exists, and people understand that common language.
When I sometimes use the profile to guide career counseling, and that gives an opportunity to say to people, you can now make a choice for yourself, a kind of personal development strategy. What do you want to develop? You can develop or make stronger your preferences. That's one choice. The other choice is you can try to develop the other areas in the wheel, but that's also a choice. So I have purposely chosen to develop the other side in the wheel, because that's the side I'm interested in, to know better, to develop in myself, to become a more, I would say, flexible person and a better communicator also.
When you're dealing with someone and you believe that they are acting in a certain way, you can use it from a kind of a humorous point of view to make a point, rather than being directive about something, because everyone understands that TMS is a common language across the business.
Team building is all about working with each other and talking to each other in a way that creates new ideas, reduces conflict, and therefore improves effectiveness, really.
Very simply, the others can be diagnosis instruments. They can tell you where the situation is wrong. TMS gives you the solution.
You've been listening to Jonathan Coates, Phil Hampton, Olivier Weiler, Penny Jones, Tony Waring, Peter Taylor, Edgard Muhlmann, Shona Hall, and Fiorella Vidoli in a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.